Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
What do Tabu, Shabana Azmi and Huma Qureshi have in common? Some might say their religion, but I'd say acting chops. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Now, there's a huge debate on whether or not religion should come into foray when there's a discussion about entertainment. Are the two interrelated? Should they even be interrelated? I don't know. We live in a democracy. We have certain rules and responsibilities. And I think if you follow those, we're pretty much free to do what we want to do apart from that, right? And Muslim women have always been a major part of the industry since its inception. The problem is, since the 1970s till date, Muslim women haven't had like the best representation on screen in Indian films. There's always some major problems they're going through, like unrequited love or financial problems or something. It's okay in a few movies like Daawat-e-Ishq because the female protagonist there faces dowry issues. But come on, that's something any girl might face in India. The religion angle was to set off a whole new tangent, so that's okay. And in Zoya Akhtar's Dil Dhadakne Do, Anushka Sharma played a character named Farah who goes after her heart all the time, and her love interest Ranveer Singh even calls her fearless Farah. And Alia Bhatt plays this feisty girl who's also really smart in Gully Boy. So yeah, it isn't all bad, but I think we'll all agree that it could be a wee bit better. And it's not easy for Muslim women to make their mark as well. In a lot of countries, they actually have to fight against society and gender stereotypes to even enter the industry. There's so much censorship in Iran that even now, it's a little difficult for female filmmakers there to release just about anything they want to make. They have to pick their stories and the way they tell them very wisely. It's not exactly the same in Turkey. Since the beginning, way back from the 1920s, they encouraged women to be in films, but it wasn't a very big percentage. Even now, it's a really small percentage, just about 8%, but they've been a constant presence in the industry there. And that's why, when you see a Muslim actor or a director who's female, you have to take into account that they probably had to fight a little extra hard to tell their story. And there are quite a few incredible women today who are wonderful examples for not just Muslim women, you know, but for women all over the world. Yes, agreed. Zoya Akhtar did have a stepping stone into Bollywood. Her dad is Javed Akhtar, and that might have opened a few doors for her. But I don't think anybody who's seen even a single movie of hers will continue to say that, because she's made sure to make a mark for herself. She makes movies like nobody else dares to. You won't see her churn out movie after movie once every few months. When she comes with a movie, you know she has an agenda. You know there's gonna be a theme and she'll damn well stick to it. Everybody loves these rags to riches stories. Nobody thought the rich had any problems, at least Bollywood didn't. But did anybody else even think of making a movie like Dil Dhadakne Do, where she showed us the problems of the rich and Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara? I think this one woman single-handedly is responsible for increasing the number of tourists to Spain from India. This lady made a movie about a bunch of boys who go on a bachelor trip together, who go on a bachelor party, and she nailed it right on the head. And Gully Boy, we don't even have to talk about how awesome a movie it was, because she took calls like nobody else would have, got an actual rapper to work on the music for a film about rap. That was pure Zoya Akhtar magic. Shabana Azmi, she's like hands down one of the most amazing actors in the world, not just Bollywood. When she comes on screen, you can see nothing else. You don't have to. She's enough, man. Even from movies like Mandi. In that one, she plays this woman who's a madam in a brothel. You think Muslim women are conservative? Look at the kind of roles she did. She played a woman who had to manage other women in a brothel, and she sort of decided what happened in the town. That was some killer acting right there. And she played a Brahmin Carnatic singer in Morning Raga Man. What crossovers can Marvel and DC do in comparison to this? A Muslim woman playing a Brahmin on screen. If that doesn't represent what India should really be like, I don't know what does. It's beautiful. And when she had to mellow down and be this woman who had problems with her husband's fidelity, no problem. She did tone down and give a performance of a lifetime in Masoom. But that's the thing with Shabana Azmi. Every single one of her roles is the performance of a lifetime. She's a great choreographer, although I'm not the biggest fan of Farah Khan movies. But you can't deny, this woman knows what works. Farah Khan is the brain behind some really lame movies like Happy New Year and Peacemar Khan. Movies that we wish didn't really exist in Bollywood, because what value did they really add except making money for people in Bollywood who already had money to begin with? But she has this ability to rake in the moolah like nobody else's business. Apart from like a couple of movies here and there, all her movies have been huge hits at the box office. Main Hoon Na was a surprise super hit. She added so many elements of surprise in terms of the cast in this movie and mixed the army and patriotism and family and love and everything in this formula. And yes, it worked. Happy New Year also had her trademark ensemble cast, and that again had a crazy run at the box office. Om Shanti Om was, oh my god, so over the top. Everything was so extra. The dialogues, the costumes, the drama. Everything was way too much. But if it's a movie about the movies, it can't just be ordinary, right? That movie also made a whole ton of money. Also, I remember this interview of her mom where she was saying regular mom things, like how she was worried her daughter Farah would never find a guy to marry her and all. But she did. And she had triplets. So we know she can handle anything life throws at her. She's a badass that way. Tabu is another brilliant actress. It's not like Bollywood had too many lead roles for an actress like her. Sometimes I think she's too good for this industry. She's smart, she's beautiful, she knows how to carry herself. She's great to have on interviews, although I don't know why they don't have her on too much. She's incredible. Look at what she did in Chandni Bar. I don't think any other mainstream actor would have been able to pull off such a complex role, a role with so many layers. And she did it effortlessly. I mean, I'm sure she put in a lot of effort, but when you see her on screen, it doesn't look like she's trying too hard. She fits in beautifully. And also her role in Chini Kam, it's so cute. It set a whole new tone for love stories in Bollywood. Because had we ever seen a young, beautiful woman fall in love with a grey-haired man before? Even now, they're trying to give us some love story between Alia Bhatt and Salman Khan, who'll have a ton of makeup on him. Yeah, we're gonna have a movie with both of them in it. Tabu really gave Bollywood a refresher course, except they decided to revert to whatever they were doing anyway. And the thing with Tabu is, she's not afraid to play the bad guy sometimes. She did that in Haider, and she did that again in Fatur. Well, not the antagonist entirely, but a woman who won't be your favorite character towards the end of the movie. But she has guts, and she knows she can act her way through any character. Fatima Sana Sheikh and Zaira Wasim have the biggest common factor, Dangal. They were both launched in Bollywood with that movie. And while Zaira Wasim wants to quit the industry, Fatima already had to put up a fight the minute she decided to enter Bollywood. She was constantly trolled on social media, and this one time she put up a picture of herself in swimwear, and that only got her trolled a bit more. But she's one sassy girl. She took all the trolls for a ride. She went ahead and did what she wanted to anyway. So she wasn't new to the entertainment industry. She'd played the young kid in Chachi Char So Bees, and she'd done a few other series and films, but it was Dangal that actually shot her to fame. And instead of being allowed to enjoy her new stardom, it's really unfair that she was subjected to trolling instead. The internet, I tell you. But I guess she wasn't new to criticism. She dealt with it like a boss. Mahira Khan is one of the most popular actresses in Pakistan. She started off as a VJ, then she was a part of a few series on the small screen, and she also began acting in movies. And we know how King Khan is. It's not like all his fans are in India. Shah Rukh Khan's movies are really, really, really popular in way too many countries, including in Pakistan. And Mahira Khan also spoke about how when she told her mom that she was going to act with Shah Rukh Khan, it was such a huge deal, her mom almost started sobbing. So it was really interesting when they came on screen together. Unfortunately, it just turned political. And you know, every time politics is involved, there's going to be trouble. So her stint in Bollywood didn't last too long. But she's a really smart woman. She's a single mom. And she still kicks ass on screen. Funny how her awesomeness just got buried deep within all the political angles, man. Gulshifte Farahani had to make choices, and the sad part is, she has to make choices every single day. She was in some heavy roles even as a teenager when she was acting, where she was a part of projects that had social messages. But she moved to France, did a few roles there, and they were immediately found offensive in her home country, Iran. And she faced a lot of backlash. She somehow worked her way through it, continued to go after her heart, but it's a constant fight. Although she's from Iran and holds an Iranian passport, she had a problem even a few months back when she couldn't travel to the USA to shoot for a film because of visa problems. These aren't the kind of problems you should be having as an actor, right? It should be having too many lines to memorize or something. She's still going strong though. Goal shifte lets nothing come in the way. Mumtaz had a really humble beginning. Her dad was a trader and her parents got divorced when she was really young. But that probably set her up for life when it came to fights. She did so well in stunts, she started to be called the stunt princess. That's crazy, right? We thought it was a time when Bollywood didn't even encourage women, but Mumtaz managed to do roles where she could also do stunts. But the men weren't really used to it. So when big heroes were asked to make her their heroine, they were like, nah, bring me someone more feminine. Crazy, right? But thank God they eventually came around and she got to do a whole bunch of blockbuster films. Films that did really, really, really well at the box office. Mumtaz really was a trailblazer of her times. There are a whole bunch of other women who are testaments of the fact that religion doesn't really matter. Your skills and your intentions do. There's Huma Qureshi, who's always remained in the periphery of Bollywood. Nothing too mainstream, but always characters of significance for her. There's also Gigi and Bella Hadid. Although they don't always publicly identify as Muslims, they've mentioned quite a few times in their interviews that sometimes it helps to have a guide through religion. Because at the end of the day, all that should matter to us are their skills. And these women are amazing at what they do. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.